Good morning, everyone, and welcome back out into the bush. Anybody who lives in the area knows that it's been windy, so we're fighting a little wind today. God willing, we'll get through that one. I hope you're staying with me on our journey through John chapter 12. There's an awful lot going on. Please keep in mind that Jesus has his eye on the cross here. It's just a few days away, virtually hours away from the crucifixion. So let's just review what we've learned to this point. But first, let's pray. Father, thank you for the day. Father, I just pray that you'll give us the weather conditions to record and give us your spirit to where we can know and understand what's going on here. In Jesus' name, amen. Here's some things that we know. First of all, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. The people get excited, but the Pharisees want to kill Jesus and Lazarus. Jesus gets on a young donkey and he rides his way into Jerusalem, and the people get excited. Well, let me give you a footnote. Last week, I incorrectly attributed a prophecy of this riding the donkey to Isaiah. It's actually Zechariah. So I apologize for that mistake. Anyway, Jesus rides as king into Jerusalem, and the people were celebrating. Then some Greeks wanted to see Jesus, and Jesus responds with an illustration about a seed that dies, and then new life comes from that. We know that Jesus said, "Father, glorify your name," and God speaks, "I have and I will." So look out, he's getting ready to do something amazing. And after all of this, Jesus responds with the following. John chapter 12, verse number 30 through 33. Jesus responded, "This voice came not for me, but for you. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. As for me, if I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate what kind of death he was about to die. In other words, the old devil is on his way out. We know that his demise is coming. And I think we're all looking forward to that one. But for Jesus, he's going to be lifted up. But those who were listening just didn't get it. Look at verse number 34. "Then the crowd replied to him, 'We have heard from the law that the Messiah will remain forever. So how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?'" They fully understood what he meant about being lifted up. Let's see if we can understand their response. Well, the Old Testament does declare that Messiah will live forever. But the Old Testament also declares that he will suffer and he will die. Why didn't they know that? Well, I believe they do as people do today. They were reading the things they wanted to read. They weren't reading the things that they didn't agree with. You know anybody else that does that? I think there's a lot of people who do that today. Do you? You need to be cautious with that. You see, we need to take God's word as a whole. We can't cut and paste. We've got to take God's word completely for what it says, even those parts that we don't like. We've got to take that. Well, Jesus continues, verses 35 and 36. Jesus answered, "The light will be with you only a little longer." Watch this. "Walk while you have the light so that darkness doesn't overtake you. The one who walks in darkness doesn't know where he's going. While you have the light, believe in the light so that you may become children of light." Jesus said this, and then he went away and hid himself. Folks, that's pretty heavy. Jesus was telling the crowd that was listening, listen, your time for following the light is running real short, and we know that it was just days away. And if you want to follow the light, now is the time. You better do it while you can. Listen, everyone, I believe we are living in the same place today. I believe that God could wrap things up just at any minute. The signs are all over the place, and I'll not get into that, but you know what I'm talking about. So if you want to follow Jesus, now is the time to do it. He loves you. He died for you. He rose again for you. He did all that he could do to invite you to follow him and to have a hope of heaven. Are you following him? Now is the time. Well, how did the people respond? Now watch this. Verse number 37. Even though he had performed so many signs in their presence, they did not believe in him. How is that possible? Well, the fact is, there is a reason. Let's read verses 38 through 40. This was to fulfill the word of Isaiah the prophet who said, Lord, who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? This is why they were unable to believe, because Isaiah said, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts so that you would not see with their eyes or understand with their hearts and turn, and I would heal them. God had blinded them. Well, is that even fair? Well, let me see if I can explain this divine hardening. In Jesus' day, the people as a whole had seen hundreds of times that Jesus did miracles. And they, most of them decided, this guy's interesting, but I'm not going to follow him. And then they saw another miracle. And they say, wow, but I'm still not going to follow him. And miracle after miracle after miracle, and they had rejected him so many times that he had become entertainment to them. Their hearts were hardened to the truth that Jesus was the Messiah. It's the same as breaking a habit. But this time, their resistance got stronger and stronger and stronger. They were blinded by the rejection of Jesus, and God said, so be it. If they had only given in to believe, they would have made it. Have you ever felt the call of Jesus on your life and you pushed him away? Well, have you ever heard him personally tell you to repent, but you push him back and you refused? Just as people, as Jesus had been calling these people, if you keep pushing him away time and time and time again, his call gets weaker and weaker, and finally your heart gets hard, and God says, so be it. That's your choice. And he removes the call. That's hardening, but it was your choice. Recently, I've heard a lot about vaccinations. You know, some vaccination or inoculation is supposed to protect us from some disease. Well, in the vaccination, they give us, whether it's the flu or COVID or whatever, give us just a tiny bit of it, and our bodies resist that and build an immunity to that disease, and after a while, we're finally resistant. Do you know the most effective vaccination against the truth of Jesus? It's the truth of Jesus. And the more you hear about Jesus, the stronger that your resistance gets, and eventually your heart is hardened and you are blinded, and God says, so be it. It was your choice. So if you feel Jesus calling you today, stop resisting. Follow him. If you want to see another instance of divine hardening, read through Romans chapter 1, because it explains, Paul explains in Romans 1, that the rejection of God as he has revealed himself will lead to all kinds of corrupt human behavior. And we know that is true. So read Romans 1 and see for yourself. So now we see that a resistance to the call of Jesus on your life will only harden your heart. And we know that's true. Jesus just becomes a nobody. And we go on and live our lives as we want. And we reject his call. Reject his call to repent. Or whatever he's asking you to do. When we reject that so many times, our hearts are hardened. God says, so be it. And you can't hear him anymore. So is God speaking to you? Can you hear him? If you can, say yes to him. But then let's look at verse number 42. Nevertheless, many did believe in him, even among the rulers. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, so they would not be banned from the synagogue. So some, even amongst the rulers, did decide to follow Jesus. But that was a very small group of people. For the masses, the door was about to slam shut for the nation of Israel. Jesus explains the ultimate result. Verses 44 through 48. Jesus cried out to the crowds, "The one who believes me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And the one who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, so that everyone who believes in me would not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my words and doesn't keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and doesn't receive my sayings has this as his judge. The word I have spoken will judge him on the last day." Listen, if we reject the call of Jesus in our lives to come to him, he will not judge us. That's not his job. He came to save. But the words that he has spoken, that we have heard, that will be our final judge. God's word will be there. So Jesus didn't come to judge us. But let me show you what the result of the judgment of the word will be. John chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Anyone who believes in him is not condemned. But anyone who does not believe is already condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God." There's that condemnation. "This is the judgment, that light has come into the world," that was Jesus, "and people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil," that was the ones who rejected him. Which one are you? You need to answer that question. Those who believe in Jesus, they are not condemned. Those who reject him are condemned by the very words that he said. And that's where we stand right now. Remember that phrase that I said, if you accept the call of Jesus, you are not condemned. But if you reject his call, you are already condemned because you haven't believed. Folks, that's serious. And remember, in Jesus' day, the people's response time was very, very short. How about our day? Is the time to respond to Jesus running out? Is it very, very short? Well, let me ask you something. What would happen to you if Jesus were to return right now? Answer that question for yourself. Are you ready to face him? Are you ready? Listen, Jesus loved you. He lived for you. He died for you. He He rose again for you. And maybe at this very moment, He's calling you. He's calling your name. He knows your name. Why don't you respond to where, if He were to return, you would go with Him? Now is the time. What are you going to do? If you will accept Him as Lord and Savior of your life, then you can join the rest of us Christians who say, come, Jesus, come. Let's get out of here. And off we go to enjoy an eternity in heaven. But will you go when Jesus returns? I pray that you will. But it's up to you. Don't resist, because your heart may get hardened and God will say, so be it. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for the words of Jesus. Thank you that He loved us. He died for us. He rose again for us. Thank you that He's still calling people today. And perhaps right now, He's calling on somebody who's listening. May they respond positively and quit hardening their heart. Lord, reach out to them. Break their hearts for your call. Help them to respond positively to the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen.